Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
We slaved, we saved, we put our kids through college, sent them out into the world. Now, they want to get rid of us. I don't mean my kids. They hope my wife and I stick around for a while. No, I'm talking about some people, young and not so young, who think we've been here long enough. Among them, our president. Come Easter, he wants to weaken restrictions now in place to contain the coronavirus, which, as you know, hits older folks especially hard. He thinks it's more important to revive the economy by sending healthy young people back to work. America wasn't built to be shut down, he said. The cure cannot be worse than the problem. His pal Dan Patrick, the Republican governor of Texas, went even further. Patrick suggested that grandparents should, quote, take a chance on your survival in exchange for keeping the America that all America loves for your children and grandchildren. Not me. First, health experts say lifting restrictions now is a terrible idea. The coronavirus doesn't show symptoms for days, so many of those returned workers would only spread the disease. Thousands, maybe millions more people would die. Second, about half of coronavirus victims are under 44, so it really wouldn't help young'uns all that much. Third, killing people of any age for a few more points on the Dow is sick. All lives matter. Even old ones, especially to the economy. A third of all U.S. workers are over 55, and even geezers who don't work are more productive than ever, volunteering, serving on town boards, babysitting so our kids can work three jobs to make ends meet. We're healthier, wealthier, spending more, living longer, and we can share the wisdom of age. The president says he has our elderly interests at heart. When he sends the young back to work, he'll make sure we remain quarantined. He tweeted, "Seniors will be watched over protectively and lovingly." Somehow I don't find that reassuring. So I'm making other plans. If I die from the president's nutball idea, I want my ashes scattered in the parking lot of Target. Then I'll know that as my kids do their part to help the American economy, they'll visit me every week. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.